أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكلًا نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك في هذه الحق وموعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 120 of Surah Hud. After discussing the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and their people, the da'wat of the Anbiya alayhimus salam and the denial of the people, their kufr, their disbelief, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now speaks to our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this address to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has continued for several ayat. Allah says, وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. All the narratives that we have narrated to you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the conditions, of the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, whereby we strengthen your heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the one important aspect of the revelation of the Quran Sharif in itself, and then we find from cover to cover Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the incidents of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam in general, and all of this in actual fact was to strengthen the heart of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had lost heart, but this was a relationship between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of those verses that we discussed where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed consoling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah ta'ala speaks about the strengthening of the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was and he is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He had this maqsad, this objective, he had this goal, and of course he was commanded, he was sent to the entire mankind. And how is this deen going to enter the hearts of the whole of mankind? That required a lot of resolution, it required a lot of determination. And for that, it required a heart that was very, very strong. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these incidents so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had knowledge of it, but there was a repetition, and that continuously, that whatever is happening in your life, the intensifying of the difficulties that was imposed upon the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in Makkah Mukarrama, the difficulties that were imposed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the different hardships, etc., all of that ayats came down and it reinforced the heart of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ. In this, what has come to you, in this means in this surah, in this Quran, in this revelation, number one, al-haqqu, the haqq has come to you. It has been narrated the way the incident had taken place, and that also fortifies the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not there when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam had built the ark, when his people became aggressive against him, when they drowned, when the floods had come. But that was number one, the haqq had come down and it fortified the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst his people. It was revealed accurately as the incidents had taken place. Number two, wa maw'idhatun, and it came down as a maw'idha. It came down as advices to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the courage that those Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had, and this is how you are going to continue in this effort. Wa dhikra, after advice, it is a dhikr, Dhikra has also the meaning of advice, the meaning of admonition, and in this way you will continuously have these ayats revealed so that it fortifies your heart, and also lil mu'mineen, the hearts of the believers, that now when we hear these incidents also, for us we understand it is the truth. It is in it different advices that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has offered to this ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.